This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The shooter who killed three children and three adults at a Christian school in the U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee, was under a doctor's care for an undisclosed emotional disorder. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Nashville police body cam captures the moment they killed Audrey Hale. Chief John Drake says Hale had two assault-style weapons and a pistol with more guns found at home.
Audrey bought seven firearms from five different local gun stores here legally.
Three nine-year-olds and three adults were killed by Hale at the Covenant School, which the 28-year-old once attended.
She was under care, doctor's care, for an emotional disorder. Law enforcement knew nothing about the treatment she was receiving.
Audio courtesy WSMV, investigators found a manifesto and are looking into motive. I'm Julie Walker.
The United Nations Atomic Watchdog's chief arrived Wednesday at Ukraine's Zaporizhia power plant in a rare visit to Europe's largest nuclear facility, which is currently held by Moscow's forces, Kyiv said. The Ukrainian nuclear power operator Energoatom announced on social media that Rafael Grossi arrived at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, his second visit as head of the IAEA since it was occupied by Russians. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Tuesday that unless his nation wins a drawn-out battle in a key western city, Russia could begin building international support for a deal that could require Ukraine to make unacceptable compromises. The Ukrainian leader spoke to the AP in an exclusive interview aboard a train shuttling him across the country. He also invited the leader of China, long aligned with Russia, to visit. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to announce Wednesday $1 billion in public and private financing for programs focused on economic empowerment of women as she wraps up a visit to Ghana. The funding will support expanding access to digital services, job training, and support for entrepreneurs, her office said. Tuesday, Harris pledged a new era of partnership between the United States and Africa, emphasizing women's empowerment, developing the digital economy, and supporting democracy to 8,000 young Ghanaians who came to hear her speak. Britain's new king was greeted by the German president at the Brandenburg Gate as he arrived in Berlin Wednesday for his first foreign trip as Britain's monarch. It happened, though, 550 miles northeast of where he had intended to start his trip. Here's the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
With the first leg cancelled due to protests over planned pension changes in France, the trip now starts in Berlin. The king is scheduled to give a speech to the Bundestag, Germany's parliament, on Thursday. He will also meet Chancellor Olaf Scholz, talk to Ukrainian refugees, and will meet with British and German military personnel who are working together on joint projects. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In un trágico incendio in Ciudad Juárez, México.
Pope Francis on Wednesday encouraged the faithful to pray for the migrants who died in a fire at a detention center in Mexico. At his weekly audience with the faithful in St. Peter's Square, at least 40 men died in the fire at the detention center in the border town of Juarez when guards refused to let them out as the blaze burned through the building. The migrants had set fire in protest over their conditions. Surveillance video released Tuesday shows after migrants placed the mattresses against the bars and set them on fire, guards walked away quickly and made no apparent attempt to release them before smoke filled the room and left dozens dead. One of Australia's biggest property companies said Wednesday it had been hit by cyber criminals who may have stolen data about staff and guests. VOA's Phil Mercer reports.
Staff members at Meriton, a large Australian property business, were warned Wednesday that cyber criminals may have accessed details of their bank accounts and details of their salaries, disciplinary history, and performance appraisals. Guests who've stayed at the company's hotels have also been told that their contact information may have been compromised. About 2,000 people are thought to be affected by the data breach. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.